Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have NAFQ's Dan Berger reporting live from the NAFQ annual show, talking about changing the bylaws, so check it out. But we are here with Mr. Dan Berger from NAFQ. How's it going, Dan?
It's going great. Hello from Montreal.
We're doing a truly international call today. Well done, sir.
Yes, we are. It's beautiful weather up here, too. It's comfortable, no humidity, about mid-70s. It's absolutely gorgeous.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, you guys are at the tail end of your show. I think today might be the last day or tomorrow, but how's it going?
Perfect. We're right in the middle of it. Tomorrow's okay. Our last day.
Okay.
It's been the largest conference we've ever had in NAFQ history.
Wow.
And so all the breakout sessions and educational content have been absolutely terrific.
I've been watching the Newswire, and you guys, it's been a whopping show for you guys. Every 10 seconds there's a big announcement coming from you guys this year. It's just been amazing. So you guys are like king of the headlines this week. So well done on that.
Well, I appreciate it. I attribute that to the NAFQ board. The NAFQ board did a wonderful job. They made the announcement based on the decision they made to open up state charters membership to all the different credit unions. And it's been an exciting week.
I'm glad you mentioned about the changing of the bylaws and stuff. So tell me about this. How did it come about, and how does this whole thing work now?
Well, this has been talked about off and on for over a decade.
Okay.
And just people have always asked for help. People need help at the compliance level, more specifically.
Oh, yeah.
And so what's really happened, what really triggered it, was a lot of credit unions, especially state charters, were beginning to call my board members, call me, call my colleagues back at NAFQ, asking for help, and mostly for compliance help regarding the mortgage lending rules and things along those lines. And so what happened, the discussion was, we already have state charters that are already our members.
Right.
There were federals at one time that converted, but we have a once a member, always a member policy at NAFQ. And so they stayed members, they still paid dues, they're still very involved in our association. And so we already do federal representation for them. We already helped them with federal compliance. And so what happened was all these people looking for help. And so the NAFQ board took on the obligation saying, hey, we have an obligation to help more people in the credit union industry, in the credit union movement. And that's how the decision unfolded.
Wow, very cool. So what does this mean for the industry? I mean, because it sounds like just about anybody can be a NAFQ, or any credit union can be a NAFQ member now. So it sounds like it bodes well for the industry, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it's the focus. We had our strategic planning session down in Florida. The board really wants the NAFQ staff to focus on the things that the members are demanding.
Right.
And the members are demanding the best in federal advocacy, the best in federal education and training, and of course, all hallmark at NAFQ is the best in federal compliance assistance. And so what this permits now is that all credit unions have the ability to be part of NAFQ and all the products and services that we offer.
Very cool. Very cool. And so, I mean, what are your goals? What's kind of the end? Well, I don't want to say what's the end game, but what are the goals here for NAFQ, obviously, I guess, to get bigger and provide these services and stuff for credit union? But what's the bigger goal here?
Well, the goal, I mean, yes, it'll benefit NAFQ, but NAFQ's doing very well financially. We're doing well. We grew 59 new members last year.
Nice.
We have 36 new members already in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not about NAFQ. This decision wasn't based on NAFQ. This decision was based on helping other state charters that need the help at the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to do any state lobbying. The state leagues do a great job at the state level. We're not going to do any state lobbying. We're not going to do any state compliance. We're focused solely on federal issues, period.
Okay.
And all that's going to do, we're going to be able to help credit unions across the country, whether you're federally chartered or state chartered, with federal advocacy, with the federal education, and then, of course, the federal compliance that comes out of the NCUA as well as the CFPB.
Okay. Do credit unions need to do anything special here, or they just need to, like, basically sign up, I guess?
Literally, basically sign up. We have online applications. They go to our website. It's right there, and they can join right now.
Right on. Very cool. Well, gosh, I think that's about it, Dan. Gosh,
it's one
like that. So congratulations on a fantastic show, and keep the announcements coming. You guys are doing some great work up there.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and goodbye from Montreal.
All right, and we'll see you back in the States real soon.